Welcome to the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. Get your questions ready and send them to wisemoney@klbbradio.com. Questions about finances, long-term care, insurance, and everything that goes along with preparing for the next phase of your life. Gar and Leanne Lenander have the answer. Email your questions to wisemoney@klbbradio.com or visit them online at wisemoney-klbb.com. That's wisemoney-klbb.com. And now it's Wise Money on KLBB with Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial Services.
Welcome to the Wise Money Show. This is Garwin Lenander. I almost said I'm Leanne, but I don't. I've got a different one just with me today. I have Craig Kochman. Craig is a disability specialist, and we're going to talk about disability this morning. The thing that I want to talk about a disability is how important it is. Younger people have a tendency not to buy disability. It's not going to happen to me. It's never going to affect me. I'm young. I'm invincible. Once in a while, some of us die, but we never become disabled because we're so good. Craig, let's talk a little bit about that, just very briefly. No, people don't like a lot of statistics, but unfortunately, those things happen.
Yes, they can be boring, but they can also be striking. In our industry, we call disability income the great undersold product, when it in many cases is the most important insurance coverage you can have. It protects your ability to learn to earn a living, which is your most important asset if you really think about it.
And I have asked hundreds of people, what's your most important asset? My home, my business. I have never, ever, ever had one say...
Your income.
My income. Never.
And it's in comparison, it's kind of striking if you think you're people, like you said, people insure their homes, cars, boats, and their life. And most people have life insurance.
Most people do.
When both the odds of the disability are greater than disasters against any of those, as a matter of fact, your odds of having your house catch fire is typically 1 in 6. 1 in 114 that you will die. Now, this is in your prime years. It's actually 100% that you will die.
Yeah, right.
But in your prime years, 1 in 114, when it's only 1 in 21 are your chances of suffering a long-term disability in your prime working years. And as far as the value of that income, and you mentioned the house, say you have a $300,000 or $500,000 house. Compare that, and that's your primary asset, compare that. If you were making a $60,000 a year income, which isn't very high, you couldn't even afford a $500,000 home on that income. But over your working years from 30 to 65, those 35 years.
And assuming no inflation, I assume.
And I'm not assuming any inflation, any raises or anything. That's $2,100,000.
So what that says is you should have a $2 million life policy. And how many young people have a $2 million life policy?
Not very many.
It is very, very rare.
Very. And you mentioned the young folks thinking that they're bulletproof, and especially young males.
And a couple beers.
Yeah. when actually 30% of all 20-year-olds will become disabled before reaching retirement age.
That's a staggering statistic.
It is. And... also, when they think a lot of young males, if they are approached or think about getting disabled, they think it'll only be from an accident. They don't get sick. When in reality, 90% of the disabilities are from illnesses, not from accidents or injuries.
I remember sitting at a meeting one time, and we were going through disability, and this was years ago when I was with McAbee's, and they had the finest disability in town. And we were sitting around a table, and a bunch of us were talking about how important it was for young people to have disability. And we were all in our early 40s, and, you know, gee, it's a big deal. And as we sat there, I remember Jim Smith said, gee, two of the young guys down the street are both disabled. And then Bill Moore, another guy, said, gee, and one guy on my street's disabled. And we had, I think, 9 or 10 that we personally all knew who were under age 50 who were all disabled. Which means, where's the money going to come from to support the family?
Exactly.
It was unbelievable as we sat and thought about it.
And, you know, we've talked over the years about these statistics on foreclosures and bankruptcies. They change a little bit, but they stay pretty steady. Currently, it's 50% of all foreclosures are due to medical issues, and 62% of all bankruptcies are due to medical issues.
it's a, again, it's a staggering. So let's just talk about this a little bit. All right, we got a young person. He works for somebody. He's making a decent living, but he is not supplied disability through his work. He needs to talk to somebody who sells disability. And how much can he normally get from in buying a disability policy?
It averages around anywhere in a typical situation from 60 to 65%.
Why not 100%?
Because there'd be no inducement to return to work.
Oh, you mean welfare?
Sort of like that, yeah. If they cover 100, if anyone has 100%, covers 100% of their income, normally they would. There'd be no reason for them to go back to work.
And that's called malingering. Mm-hmm. And that is what the insurance companies are scared to death of.
Exactly.
That we get them too much insurance and they have a crisis, whether it's an accident or an illness, they're never going back to work because they are now sitting, drawing their X number of dollars per month, and why would I go back to work?
Exactly.
So now there are different kinds of disability, Craig, and this is kind of important that people understand that. A truck driver does not get the same kind of disability that the cardiovascular surgeon.
Correct.
I'll kind of explain that a little bit and how that works.
Well, the rates as well as the policies are based on a number of factors, and one of those factors is your occupation. And the companies will go by the hazards of that occupation.
All right. So hazards are important.
They are very important. Also, the claims history that they find. Okay. And that claims history is job satisfaction and, like we mentioned before, an inducement to go back to work. People that are typically earning a high income and get a lot of satisfaction from doing their job tend to return to work. Sometimes they return to work after a disability before the doctor really wants them
I got
to get back to work.
I'm driving
exactly.
Nuts, yep.
We hear it all the time. And typically a group of people you hear that in is the doctors. They're highly compensated, highly motivated, and they want to get back to work, start helping people.
But the person probably on the assembly line who was kind of bored, unhappy with his job.
Could be.
And not
again,
necessarily.
There's a more physical, right. In some ways it's a more physically demanding job like the truck driver is,
right.
Too. You know, the truck drivers are famous for because of the nature of the job. Bad backs.
Right.
Knees.
Knees
shoulders.
And hips, yep. Mm-hmm.
Tend to be high blood pressure in that.
And they don't get enough exercise.
That's true.
So
typically they will cost more. $1,000 worth of coverage will cost the same age truck driver more than it will cost that surgeon.
Right.
Because the claims experience is higher.
Now, there are two basic types of policies, the guaranteed renewable and the non-cancelable.
Correct.
Would you kind of explain that?
Guaranteed renewable is a policy that the company guarantees to renew every year as long as the premium is paid. And the coverage will stay in force, and they cannot adjust the terms of that policy. They can, however, adjust the premium of that policy.
Okay.
They cannot pick on an individual policy or pick out a single policy holder to raise those rates on. When they have claims problems, when they need to raise those rates, they have to do it for everybody, every policy holder in that occupational class in that state. And it has to be approved by the Commissioner of Insurance in that state.
Really like health insurance, like individual hospitalization.
Like health insurance.
Yeah.
And the companies really they're hesitant to do that because if you raise the rates on existing business, a lot of the healthy people will look for another caller agent, go to another company, mm-hmm. and get another policy that will cost what they were paying before, or maybe even less. And then the people that unfortunately aren't insurable anymore have higher risks of a disability, keep the policies. So the company is left what they just hate the most, a high risk pool.
The pool
of
is just a killer pool. Yep.
So they don't like to do that. A feature on the policy added to the guaranteed renewable policy called non-cancelable guarantees the level premium.
Rates cannot change.
Rates cannot change on that.
They would be more expensive than the guaranteed
renewable.
They are.
They're typically 20% more than than the guaranteed renewable policy.
But there's nothing wrong with the guaranteed renewable.
There's nothing wrong with the guaranteed renewable policy either.
So
in some occupational classes, companies won't write a non-can policy.
Right. The truck driver, the farmer, the assembly worker will not get a non-can.
Some can
probably
with some
not.
Companies.
Yeah.
It's rare, though.
It's rare. But the cardiovascular surgeon, the attorney, the CEO of a company would get the non-can.
Correct.
And of course that is the blue collar or the blue chip type policy. Okay.
Correct.
We can only insure up to 60% or 65% of the income a person
Correct.
Has. But what happens if I have a policy, I go to work for a company, and I've got maybe only 40% because that's all I could afford, and the company comes to me. Now I go to work for a new company. The company comes to me and says, we're going to put disability plan in here as a group plan. All of a sudden, I've got 85 or 90% coverage. Is that okay?
Well, as long as you bought the individual policy before you had the group policy, you are okay. You'll be just fine. The companies will not issue certain amounts over and once you already have the group policy in force.
So if you have a chance to buy an individual contract in a group plan, you buy the individual first, and then you take the group plan.
Correct. Correct.
So there are some ways to skin around this.
And you can also get an individual supplement over above a group policy because, again, some of the replacement amounts are higher than the group coverages.
Right.
For the highly compensated people.
Right. The group plan may only insure you for, say, $5,000 a month.
A cap of $5,000 if you're making $150,000.
Right. That's not enough.
That's not enough.
So then you can buy an additional supplemental.
And it's important to remember, too, that typically the group LTD benefit is a taxable benefit. So if they're paying you 60% of your earnings when you're used to 100% of them, less the normal deductions, now you're down to 60%. And
less
the insurance
taxes.
Company is required to take out the FICA taxes and withholding on that first 6 months of that disability because when that's provided by your employer at no cost to you, that benefit is a taxable benefit.
So you got to plan this out. This isn't something that you willy-nilly. You think
Correct.
About it very carefully.
One thing I should mention, Gar, is there's an excellent consumer resource, Disability Awareness Council, and you can find it at Disability Can Happen on the Internet. It's disabilitycanhappen.org. And it's an excellent – there's no sales on this. It's strictly a consumer –
Information.
Or information for the consumer. It's an interactive website. It's a very good resource before you even talk to an agent or after you've been approached by an agent to get all your facts straight. Their worksheet needs worksheets.
For all the people out there who are 55 and under who are not covered with their – covering their income for disability – it's imperative that you do it. It's so I could tell stories of those years when I was with the Maccabees when we had situations that people got covered, and it's very, very important. There's nothing worse than having a young father become totally disabled, and now all of a sudden, who's going to support these kids?
There's no income. Where do you go?
Where do you
go? You can't get a loan. You don't have
no,
a job.
You don't have a job.
You
have
go
no
to
income.
Friends, relatives.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
You have to go. Somebody's got to take care of him. Craig, I really appreciate you coming down and talking to us this morning on disability. It is the most underused insurance that we have, and it's very, very important. If you have a question, you want to call Craig, give him a call at – give your phone number, Craig.
952-641-5220.
Thank you for being with us this morning on the Wise Money Show, and we'll see you again next week.
Thank you, Gar.
Experience counts. Now more than ever, when it's time to trust your finances to someone else, experience counts. And Lenander Financial Services are financial professionals who specialize in assisting people just like you with personal finance, investments, retirements, insurance, and long-term care planning. Call Garwin and Leanne Lenander at 952-835-4136. That's 952-835-4136. Lenander Financial Advisory. Experience counts.
Thank you for joining us this morning for Wise Money with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. Join Gar and Leanne each Saturday morning at 11:45 for more of the Wise Money Show. Email your questions to Gar and Leanne, and the address is wisemoney@klbbradio.com. That's wisemoney@klbbradio.com. Or visit them online at wisemoney-klbb.com. That's wisemoney-klbb.com. Join us again next Saturday for the Wise Money Show with Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial on Club 1220 KLBB.